For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. For those of you who may not have heard, the Prince of Pot, Mr. Mark Emery, was arrested up in Canada approximately 10 days ago for selling marijuana seeds to Americans. The U.S. DEA worked with the Canadian officials to make this bust possible. The U.S. wants to extradite Mark to the U.S. to stand trial and face charges as a drug kingpin and to face charges up to life in prison. DEA Administrator Karen Tandy said, quote, "Today's arrest of Mark Emery, publisher of Cannabis Culture magazine and the founder of a marijuana legalization group, is a significant blow not only to the marijuana trafficking trade in the U.S. and Canada, but also to the marijuana legalization movement. Hundreds of thousands of dollars of Emery's illicit profits are known to have been channeled to marijuana legalization groups active in the United States and Canada. Drug legalization lobbyists now have one less pot of money to rely on." End quote. Mark Emery was finally released from prison following the posting of a $50,000 bond, and the following is part of Mark Emery's visit to the Canadian broadcast of Talk Back.
"I'm learning to cope wherever I am, whether it's in a prison or, you know, under constant surveillance or in the public eye. And I feel I was uniquely appointed a long time ago for this destiny, so I feel right where I should be. I have been very gifted throughout my life in the ability to earn money and the ability to communicate with people, and I've had a strong vocation towards human rights and doing the right thing since a very early age, and I feel like somehow I'm reaching my peak now at the precisely the right time I need to. And by the way, I have been very good gifted at earning money all my life, but I don't keep this money. I have a very Buddhist attitude towards money. I've given away millions and millions and millions of dollars in the last 10 years. Everything I've ever received, I have given away. I keep nothing for myself. I have no property, no car, no home, no bonds, no stocks, no material assets of any kind. The whole idea of this business when I started it 11 years ago was to raise money to liberate people worldwide from these cruel prohibitions of cannabis that are directed by the United States of America, and I have been extremely successful in that degree. We have given millions and millions of dollars to every major organization around the world that fights to legalize marijuana and fights the prohibition of marijuana. I have helped hundreds and hundreds of people get bail, get lawyers, get out of court, fight the system, and I would say that every single thing I've ever done has followed consistent traditions of Canadian democracy, peaceful change, peaceful democratic change, the things that Canadians, in fact, are most famous for. And that's why I was never, ever approached by authorities in the last 7.5 years about what I've done."
To learn more, please visit CannabisCulture.com. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.